Up next, News Bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Fortune Siane Zuna. Now let's take a look at the headlines. United Front for Strong Foundation calls for law reforms to curb political influence. Gia's initiative commends peaceful nomination period. And in international news, suspect killed after opening fire on secret service near White House. And in sports news, Copa Princesses crush DR Congo 5-0 in World Cup qualifiers. Now the news in detail. United Front for Strong Foundation, UFSF, has called for an amendment of Zambian laws citing political influence affecting operations of certain government institutions. Speaking to One Love Radio News, UFSF President Brian Chisenga Lumbwe says institutions such as the Electoral Commission of Zambia are merely executing their duties in line with existing laws. Mr. Chisenga Lumbwe says the commission did nothing wrong in disqualifying certain candidates, arguing that the issue lies with the laws themselves, which he says require review and amendment. He says that legal reforms should begin with amendments to the constitution, which contains what he describes as bad laws. He specifically cited the provisions that allow the Republican president to appoint ECZ commissioners, saying it raises concerns because the president is an interested party in elections.
The problem we have is that we have bad law, not that ECZ is not following the law. First, number one, in terms of bad laws, how do you process citizens like cattle, like animals? You cannot have a law that says bring 100 people in each province. Why are you putting that law? For what? It doesn't combat tribalism. ECZ, no matter what you say about them, they have to follow the law. The first thing is, if you look at all the conditions that have been set for presidential candidates, they are within the law. So any candidate that comes there, they must pre-examine them to make sure that they are within the law.
The National Heritage Conservation Commission has challenged finalists in the Miss Heritage Zambia pageant to become active champions of the country's cultural and natural heritage ahead of the grand finale scheduled for July 12 in Lusaka. NHCC Executive Director Kagosi Mwamulowe says the commission is looking for a heritage queen who will actively promote and defend Zambia's heritage. Mr. Mwamulowe says the winner of the pageant should use the platform to speak passionately about heritage issues and help preserve the country's cultural identity. He said this when finalists from across the country paid a courtesy call on commission at the Old Lusaka Boys Heritage Center in Lusaka. Mr. Mwamulowe also urged the contestants to use their influence to educate communities on the importance of preserving heritage and promoting national unity. He further commended the pageant organizers for aligning the initiative with the commission's mandate of conserving Zambia's heritage resources. And outgoing Miss Heritage Zambia, Anna Msonda, has encouraged the finalists to embrace the competition with humility and purpose, saying the Miss Heritage platform goes beyond beauty and crowns. An economist says government has limited control over the prices of goods and services because Zambia operates under a free market economy. Speaking to One Love Radio News, economist Trevor Hambayi says the prices of commodities across the country are mainly determined by market forces such as demand and supply. He says other factors, including production cost, also contribute to the pricing of goods and services. Mr. Hambayi, however, explains that government can influence the prices of certain commodities such as millimeal because the price of some raw materials, including maize, are regulated by the state.
For the government to be able to think that the prices will come to the level where they want is a very difficult situation. Prices are determined by macroeconomic indicators. We have seen a reduction in that essence. The growth in the economy has not yet trickled down to the masses. So So in essence, the benefits of the growth of the economy have not yet started to trickle down to the masses, because the rate at which they are falling, the benefits are coming, is still lower than the rate at which they grew. So in essence, yes, the economy has improved, but the trickle-down effect has not yet registered with the ordinary person because the cost of living is still high.
The Government Elections Advocacy and Research Services GEARS initiative has expressed happiness over the peaceful atmosphere that characterized the nomination period. GEARS initiative board chairperson Lakson Lungu says the nomination period was largely marked by peace and harmony despite a few isolated incidents of violence. Speaking in an interview with One Love Radio News, Mr. Lungu says there were no reports of inter-party violence or clashes except for a few incidents that occurred within political parties themselves. Mr. Lungu adds that despite the isolated cases of violence, none of them disrupted the nomination process, making it fair to conclude that the exercise was conducted in a peaceful and harmonious environment.
I know that there are those sporadic cases, but generally, out of 226 constituencies, you can imagine that we have not had any inter-party conflict, like one party against the other. I haven't heard of any of that. What we have heard is that within the ruling party having issues there and there, but again, even those issues did not prevent the holding of nominations. So in short, what we are saying is that in general, the nominations are generally peaceful across the country.
We now take a break.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
A suspect who shot at a White House checkpoint was killed in an exchange of fire with Secret Service agents on Saturday evening, officials have confirmed. The BBC's U.S. media partner CBS has named the suspect as Naziah Best, a 21-year-old man who was known to the protection agency and had a documented history of mental health conditions. U.S. President Donald Trump thanked the officers for their swift and professional action in apprehending the gunman, who he said in a Truth Social post had a violent history and possible obsession with the country's most cherished structure. The shooting comes only a month after a gunman opened fire at the White House correspondents' dinner. The incident on Saturday remains under investigation, and road closures around White House will likely stay in place overnight. A bystander was also wounded in the shooting, but the Secret Service did not give further details on their condition. No officers were injured in the attack. Here is the BBC for more international news.
Secret Service agents have killed a gunman close to the White House. Officials say a suspect had approached a checkpoint near the building and fired shots at the security booth. Agents immediately returned fire. The alleged shooter was taken to hospital and later died. President Trump has said an agreement with Iran to end the war was largely being negotiated and will include the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. But Iranian media reports contradict this, saying the matter is still unresolved. Russia has launched a large-scale missile and drone attack on Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities. The mayor of the capital, Vitaly Klitschko, said at least one person had been killed in a strike on a residential building. Scientists say that thousands of plant species are at high risk of disappearing by the end of the century because of climate change. They warn that fewer plants means less carbon is absorbed.